I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. One of COVID-19's most significant casualties so far has been the education of young people around the world. Over a billion students were affected this year as schools shut down to avoid transmission of the virus. David Durance of Teach Beyond says the ministry had all face-to-face education shut down this spring.
This is critical years for these kids that won't be gotten back. So how do we address that? And there's been a number of just incredibly creative approaches, places like, for example, in Africa, where internet's not very good, where lessons were delivered via WhatsApp because there were no computers at home.
United Nations is calling the loss of this much education a generational catastrophe. So pray that as believers strive to educate children around the world, many would come to Christ. And life is getting even tougher in northern Haiti, but it's not stopping for Haiti with Love. Co-founder Eva DeHart says their steadfast presence is teaching people about God's faithfulness.
God is providing, no matter what else they're seeing in their communities and in their lives. We're still there for them.
Tourism giants like Royal Caribbean and American Airlines recently cut services in Cap Haitien, the home of For Haiti with Love. Haitians struggling to get by have even less to live on now. Plus, the unemployment crisis is sending more people to For Haiti with Love's burn clinic.
That actually has increased rather than decreasing, because the more people are home and the kids haven't been in school, the more exposure to burn possibilities.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.